Okay, so it's a Monday evening here in Wivenhoe, something a bit different for me, and I found myself to be very excited by this. I very kindly got an invite to the Wivenhoe Gilbert and Sullivan Society, and I'm in the Congregational Hall with Mary. So Mary, first of all, please, your basic role, more than the basic role, your role in this whole production first.
I am the director of the show, which really is quite a large role, because not only do you direct what's actually going on the stage, you have to make sure that costume, everything else is all tied in. So it's an all-encompassing but greatly creative role.
So before perhaps we explore a bit more about this year's production, a bit of a backstory. So the Gilbert and Sullivan Society in Wivenhoe has got a very long and proud history.
Yes, it has. We've been running for more than 30 years, doing a production every year. Initially, we did just Gilbert and Sullivan productions, but there was a sort of period of time where we'd done them all twice and people were beginning to feel that they needed something a little bit different. So we started a few years back alternating the shows. The first show that we did that was different was Fiddler on the Roof. And it was a real sort of step in the dark for us. So now we thoroughly enjoy doing a range of shows.
Which brings us, Mary, to this year's production. So the 2013 production of Wivenhoe's Gilbert and Sullivan Society is going to be
Anything Goes.
And that is Cole Porter.
The music is by Cole Porter. The original book was written by P.G. Wodehouse and Guy Bolton. And that's fairly obvious in the dialogue. It's quirky and lunatic and good fun.
Yeah, I've just seen, I think the second half of the show went through at quite a pace. There's no real time here for anyone to sit back and take it easy. It's quite a challenging production, so I'm thinking particularly the accents. You need to get these just right, but if they aren't quite where they should be, it could sound a bit corny. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. It's hard for us. We've done a couple of shows, American shows. The one we did 2 years ago was Oklahoma, so we kind of got to grips with the Kansas accent, and now we're back in New York. So the one good thing is it's on a ship, so feasibly there could be a mixture of American and English accents, so it does relieve it a little.
And Mary, you're working with a very, very large cast. I was very surprised at first to see the sheer numbers. 40 or so people taking part. Does that sound about right?
It is about right. We have anything up to 50 in shows. That, from a director's point of view, is a challenge because you really have to be quite organised as to where you want everybody to stand. Sometimes the stage is really crowded, but we pride ourselves on being a society that doesn't audition people for anything other than principal roles. So it's important that everybody can take part in the show.
Yes, it's very, very inclusive. We're on now a very, very short, brief coffee break, so I shan't keep you any longer. Hopefully I'll be coming back and maybe catch up and see how you're going over the next few weeks or so. Maybe we should finish off with a few reminders, a few plugs. And so the show opens on which date, please?
It's Tuesday the 13th March and runs through till Saturday. It starts at 7:30 in the William Lovelace Hall. And it's going to be a great night of entertainment for everybody.
And are tickets on sale yet?
The tickets will be on sale from February the 11th.
And we'll keep on plugging away with those. So that's been very kind. It's been Mary, who is producing and directing this year's Gilbert and Sullivan Society's production, Anything Goes. Thank you very much.